Catherine Feeney on ABC Radio Brisbane and Queensland.
It is the festive season. The food might be easy to do, but what about when it comes to drinks? Beer or wine might not be your thing. You might not want any alcohol at all. So how can you make everyone merry when it comes to liquid refreshments this Christmas? Alex Balodis is a regular Friday foodie and our sommelier. He works for the Stoke House Q restaurant. Alex, lovely to see you. Merry Christmas and all that.
To you too.
So they say no Christmas cheers without Christmas beers. Is that something that you recommend other than the usual Australian bitters for the festive season?
It's funny you should say. So we were having a marketing meeting last week and some of the guys in Melbourne asked if I could find some Christmassy beverages for the list that we could plug on social. So I went out and I managed to find this beer called Magical Christmas Unicorn Beer or Magical Unicorn Christmas Beer, one of them, either way, from Bridge Road Brewers in Beechworth. It's actually got ice cream in it. It's something like 7.2%. It's absolutely insane. But I was like, just judged on the label. I'm like, I need a case.
We
right away.
Try this right
I
now.
Need this in my
ice
life.
Cream beer.
Ice cream beer.
It's a whole new twist to the spider. The fanta
I don't know
spider,
where the unicorn part came in.
No,
but you know, I'm not
maybe,
complaining.
Maybe enough of them, and you know, the person who was otherwise a toad might transform into the mythical unicorn.
Only one way to find out.
Let's see if we can do some market research a little later. How about types of wine for the seafood feast or the turkey dinner?
I think for me, at least, bubbles is always. Is a must. You know, you don't have to go crazy with the champagne, but a bit of fizz always kind of gets you into that festive kind of mood. And great with seafood as well.
How do you feel though about what my beloved father-in-law, and g'day if you're listening, Ian, likes for fizz at Christmas? It's the red fizz.
Yeah.
Like, I can't do it.
Neither.
He's tried and he buys the nice, you know, nice stuff.
Yeah, there's a couple of
but it just
premium.
Feels wrong to have red champagne.
Oh, look, I'm probably going to get in a lot of trouble for agreeing with you here, but I think it is a pretty fuddy-duddy drink that, yeah,
okay.
Tree switchboard's lighting up and I might have to clean out my locker when I get back to work.
It's certainly been marketed as the Christmas bubbles, though, just given the colour of it, hasn't
yeah.
it? I mean, it's taken off
and
as a bit of a usually a shtick.
They're sickly sweet half the time.
Mm.
It's big fruit bombs.
Okay.
There's always, the problem is if I'll order it just for Christmas time, just to make one customer happy, and then the next 12 stock takes in a row, I'll count the same amount and I'll be asking myself why? I did this again.
Why? ABC Radio Brisbane is where you find yourself this afternoon. Can we talk, before we get to mocktails and alcohol-free alternatives that are still, you know, going to be worth our while at Christmas, about the Christmas cocktail? Mojitos, maybe given the greenery in them, popular Pimm's as well. What do you sort of see a lot of people getting into at Christmas time?
You just kind of base it on our weather, I guess. Mm. If you were on the other side of the equator, eggnog is more than acceptable and mulled wine, but the thought of drinking mulled wine and 30 plus degree heat kind of makes me feel a bit strange. So
what happens to the wine when you leave it out next to the barbecue, really?
Spritz. The summer of spritzes. Obviously, Aperol is the first to come to mind, but there is an absolute plethora of options when it comes to good Italian spritzes and the like. So don't feel that you need to be confined with specs and recipes. You know, just grab a couple of bottles and just start throwing them together, throw in some cheap Prosecco, throw in some fruit, and just have fun with it. Don't overthink it.
Don't overthink it and don't shake it if you're putting the fizz in.
That's
avoid
it.
The cocktail shaker at all costs, otherwise you'll have a rocket. Just with the eggnog, what is eggnog other than sort of custard with booze in it? Sort of.
I think that's pretty
nutmeg.
Much it. I've only had it once in my life when I was working in London and everyone was passing it around. It was actually quite delicious.
You enjoyed it in London?
Yeah, it was you know, 1 degree, so
sense.
It made sense there.
That's the other one. Is it Gluvas or glue? Glug or glink?
I don't know.
If you're listening,
doesn't sound too appealing.
And
though.
You've got sort of Germanic ancestry, and you can tell me my mother-in-law my stepmother. I have a very complicated family arrangement, and she's got German heritage, and she makes something that sounds like glue veil. Glue veil? It's like an eggnog. Can you give me a call? Let me know. 1-300-222-612, or you can text 0467922612 if you have a traditional Christmas tipple. Alex Balodis with you from Stoke House Q. What goes into a Christmas punch traditionally?
Should probably know that myself. I think just whatever's left over in your pantry and just
after you've made the fruit
salad. Eat it all into the the basin and throw some ice in there.
Well, because there are a lot of people who try and avoid alcohol or maybe for religious reasons do not imbibe. Is there a nice way to make non-alcoholic drinks for guests at Christmas time?
Yeah, there's this great product that's just hit the Australian market. It's called Seedlip. It started somewhere in the UK. It's more or less the way I like to describe it, I guess, is an alcohol-free gin. It is a distillate still, so using the same production methods as you would make a gin. So he forages a bunch of different things from all around him, different roots and leaves and stuff, and puts it into this big distillate, and it's the same treatment as if it was, you know, condensed and evaporated until you get this very sort of liquid version of everything that you've thrown in there, but 100% alcohol-free. So it's called Seedlip. A few more smaller people in Australia, small sort of like crew bar, craft, you know, some smaller privately owned kind of places are stocking this now. But it's great. I think he does three different types. One's called like Spice, one's Garden. But yeah, they're really interesting products. So I've started buying them into our place at Stoke House as well to use for non-alcoholic and mocktails as well. We're doing a great Seedlip Southside, we're calling it, as a classic sort of gin cocktail, but in place of gin, obviously using Seedlip, it's pretty good.
How about that? Okay, so there are alternatives out there. Of course, you can just do the fizzy water with some nice fruit through it. Doesn't have to always have a lot of sugar in it. That's the trick I always find with the mocktail or the alcohol-free drink. It's hard to avoid just a sugary, fizzy option, isn't it?
I agree.
You want to try and provide something else that's refreshing and a bit stiff, but without the...
A bit tart, so that's why you just throw in a lot of mint leaves and a lot of lime juice, and you can get something light and refreshing for the summertime.
Okay, then. How about what will be on available for service at your Christmas dinner table, Alex?
I managed to find, well, I guess, if I don't manage to sell all those beers in time for Christmas, I think I'll have no use for them at work, so a few of them might have to come home with me. I also, for me, for Christmas, I like to run the whole gamut of drinks, so I'll probably start with some of those beers.
Yeah.
I've also managed to track down this Christmas gin by Four Pillars. So the head distiller, I think his name's Cam, he gets his mum to make something like 100 Christmas puddings.
Oh, right.
And then he throws them all into the distillate.
Oh, my God!
And then he ages it in these old Australian tawny casks. So it actually smells and tastes like Christmas pudding. It is absolutely insane. So I have to show as many people as I can that.
Yeah.
It's great with ginger ale and just a bit of orange. But then champagne or fizz. You don't have to go crazy, as I said. There's a lot of good, cheaper options from Tasmania. Pet Nat is something that's slowly gaining traction in the world. It's still kind of synonymous with the Australian kind of natty wine scene or natural wine scene. But think of it,
natural.
I guess the easiest way to think about it is more like old farmhouse cider. It's bottle conditioned,
cloudy,
fermented in. Yeah, there is a bit of cloudy.
Floaties.
Some of them are getting a bit better and cleaner. Some of the ones producers that I've been gravitating towards recently, they treat it a bit more like champagne. They use these things called gyro pallets that you find in champagne houses, and they've started using that to make sure they're not cloudy anymore. So it's getting more and more grown up. It's kind of reaching its adolescent stage at the moment in Australia.
Funny, isn't it? I always think Christmas and this time of year when everyone, and you've got the big shared eskies and you're bringing the bottle and everyone's throwing their esky in and you've maybe bought the nice one and everyone's trying to drink your one and you're going to try and like keep it hidden at the sides.
No one 100%.
Is this a problem that you face as a sommelier?
That's right. You hide the second hidden
totally
esky.
It's totally wrong. Like, it's totally not allowed because Australia is supposed to share everything equally.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you bought the nice bottle.
And usually I'm the one who's at the other end.
Alex Balotis with you on ABC Radio, Brisbane and Gold Coast. Well, cheers, Alex. Thank you. Happy Christmas.
Yeah, to you too.
Work hard, play hard, drink responsibly. Thank you very
As
much
always.
For your time.
Thanks,
we'll see
Catherine.
You in the new year, I reckon.
You will indeed.
Excellent. All right. If you think you need help with alcohol, by the way, then Alcohol and Drug Support is a Queensland statewide service. It provides free, anonymous, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week telephone counselling. You can contact them on 1800 177 833. That's 1800 177 833. ABC Radio, Brisbane and Gold Coast.
You're listening to Catherine Feeney on ABC Radio, Brisbane and Queensland.